Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It is Monday, the 30th of December 2013. I'm sat up the top of the house and the blinds are wide open and the sun is streaming in the window. There is very little wind, the rain has stopped, and it feels like a fabulous new beginning after the rotten Christmas period that we had in Ireland here. We had an awful lot of storms, up to gale force, up to hurricane force, as a matter of fact. And it was a pretty nasty couple of days. So it's nice now to be sitting in the sun, in the natural sunshine, and soaking up a little bit of very, very important vitamin D to keep the bugs away. We've all come down with some sort of allergy over the past 2 weeks. I've been quite sick with a chest infection and flu, and I'm struggling with stuff like tiredness, and my chest isn't completely right yet, but it does feel nice to be able to sleep for more than an hour without coughing at night. I've spent the last 2 weeks while I've been sick doing something that my friend Lisa calls mental spring clean. Sorry, excuse me, I'm going to press pause for a second while I cough. Sorry about that. So my friend Lisa calls it the mental spring clean, which I think is a fantastic term to use. I think naturally, as the year draws to a close and the new year comes, I think people start thinking about stuff like New Year's resolutions and reviewing the year gone past. Because we've just passed the winter solstice, which is the shortest day of the year here in Ireland, it fell on the 21st of December. In a way, the new year has already begun on the pagan calendar. And as soon as that new year began, I got my notebook. And just to add, I'm not necessarily pagan. It's just the way that the days flow, because the days start getting brighter from the 21st of December. So it feels like a new beginning. I've had a notepad and a pen, and most evenings I have been on the sofa or at my desk and scribbling, scrawling, doodling, working out things in my head, reviewing the year gone past, and not so much setting resolutions for the year ahead, but more, I suppose, writing down wishes and dreams for the year ahead. I am a great believer in setting resolutions, and it's not that I don't intend to, it's just that I've found writing things down to be a great way of clarifying what way I want to go and what I want to do. There are some changes coming on the blog and on the podcast, and I'll come back to these in the future weeks ahead, but there are going to be some changes. I want to return to the core values that I've always stuck to. I want to stick to them a little bit more rigidly. The name of the blog is Wholesome Ireland, and as a matter of fact, if you type into your address bar wholesome.ie, you'll also come to the blog. So we are returning to, or I am returning to, the wholesome ideology. I'll be returning to 2 recipes a week and 1 opinion piece on parenting or on recipes. And I'm going to cut back on reviews. I felt compromised for a while in reviewing items, especially because the blog is about living on a budget. And if I review things, well, then I'm not necessarily living on a budget. And I'm also working towards the launch of my first book, which will be out in just over 3 months' time. It's going to be out the first week in April. So technically, it's literally just over 3 months' time. I'm incredibly nervous about the cookbook. It's over the past year, I've blogged just over 120 blog posts on the website, and not all of them are recipes, granted, but over the while I was blogging, I was also writing, shooting, editing, and cooking the new recipes for the cookbook, because believe it or not, almost all, I think bar one recipe in the cookbook, are brand new, and there are over 100 of brand new recipes in the cookbook. So in essence, my workload doubled over the past year, and it drove me mad to take photos and to write up recipes and not to be able to share them with my readers. So I'm really looking forward to sharing with people what I've been doing for the past year. the year ahead is going to be a time of great change. And I have to say, I'm really looking forward to it. I want to embrace the change. So I will be writing up my last review today, possibly tomorrow. I'm hoping I can get it done today. And that's a review for a friend. And then I will issue my last newsletter of the year tomorrow. And then starting on the 1st of January, things will be a little bit different over on Wholesome Ireland. You'll find me on all social networks as Wholesome Ireland, apart from Twitter, where you'll find me as @wholesomeie. Obviously, the blog is wholesomeireland.com, but you can also find me as the blog at wholesome.ie. Whatever you're up to over the next couple of days, have a really good time, and I hope that the new year brings you good fortune and peace.